new Sports Radio 97.3 The Zone.
Welcome back. Rachel Barbeau here. We're going to go straight to the phone lines and welcome in our next guest on the Cook's Pest Control Hotline, and it's one Trent Richardson. Trent, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You've caused a little bit of a sensation, Trent, across the world, particularly the country, with what might be to you a simple act of kindness. But to many others, it was really spectacular, Trent.
I think that's all up to Courtney, man. She did it. She made my night special because, she was a prom queen and her fighting back with cancer, that was big for me, because my mom had cancer and I just had two amputations over the last 2 years. And so Courtney, she's a big star in this situation. It's not, and I didn't do it for the producers. I'm just, just doing it because, hey, I want her to, have her dream 18, her senior prom, and to have her date, to be one of our favorite football players. I'm just happy, to feel in the shoes.
Visiting with Trent Richardson on the Cook's Pest Control Hotline. Trent, I think that's why it took everybody, why the story stole people's hearts is because of the fact that people know you by now. If they've ever watched an interview with you, if they've watched you play, if they've watched you around your team, what they've gotten from you so far is what I believe you are, and that is a very humble, selfless human being. So I think that's why it took people by just sold their emotions, because of the fact that you did not do it for the publicity. But for somebody that doesn't know the backstory, how did this come about for Courtney?
Well, I had got a call from family friend, and he was telling me about the situation and stuff, and I was like, well, first it was like, would you take her, just drive her to the prom? I was like, no, I'll take her to the prom. I'd love to be her date. It was like, you wouldn't go to no high school prom. I was like, I would. I might be the only dude with a beard in it, but I'd go to the high school prom. And, they was like, well, just look at your schedule. I was like, no matter what I got to do, I'm taking her to the prom. And early in our football season, we had some type of videos, for her to get well and, for her fighting and her cancer, And so it was big for me, just to, go on that date.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And again, visiting with Trent Richardson on the Cook's Pest Control Hotline, that you would say, look, in just a week and a half leading up to the draft, that you would say, no, I'm not just going to drive, or I'm not just going to do this halfway. I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to put on a white tuxedo to match a red dress, and we're going to go in there where I'm sure you danced. I got to ask, was it fun? Was it fun? Because did you go to your senior prom?
Oh, I can't go to another one of my high school prom because I was busy doing state stuff track and for weightlifting team and stuff like that. So I didn't get a chance to experience that. So it was really, a big day for me too, because it was my high school prom. It's just the same as hers.
That's really, now did you guys get to dance and do all those things? And did the other students leave you alone enough to where you could actually be her date, or were you kind of hounded, or did they leave you alone where you could be a proper date?
Well, they didn't hound me as much. I mean, they came to me. Some people took pictures and stuff like that. And, I told Courtney, even before we had went on a date, I was like, I'm here for you. I mean, whatever you want me to do. If you want me to take pictures of nobody, I'm not taking no pictures. And they really came up to Courtney, and they were supporting her a lot. They were telling her a good job. And she was like, man, I don't even know half of you. I was like, well, that's the life. Okay. Hey, that's what it is. And I was telling her, I was like, just trying to make sure she was comfortable around the cameras and make that sure that her date, her day, her prom went, as she expected it to be, and, for she to have as much fun as she can. And we danced, and I was just trying to teach her how to be smooth. And, kids don't dance these days, what we used to doing. And it's crazy because all they do is jump around now. So I had to, kind of get used to their system as far as dancing. But I try to put it, get Courtney to be smooth and stuff like that, too. So it was a lot of fun.
Not only, Trent, if Trent Richardson is our guest on the Cook's Pest Control Hotline, not only then did you give her that prom experience, but you left her with dance moves. I mean, that's pretty awesome in itself. You know, you got a dance lesson from Trent Richardson. And I got to ask you, as a woman, this is coming from a woman and not a sportscaster, were you chivalrous? Did you open doors? And did you bring her a corsage?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I bought all of that. I opened up doors for her. And I asked her dad, when I got to the house, can I take your daughter out to the prom? And he was like, yeah, it's an honor. And I was just telling him, man, thank you. And it was a lot of fun, man. We went out to eat, and they didn't show all that. Went out to eat, and I opened up all the doors, and I held a dress for her when she was, you know, getting into the car and make sure it wasn't dragging and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun.
We're visiting with Trent Richardson on the Cook's Pest Control Hotline. You know, in all seriousness, Trent, you did this, you said, because your mother was a cancer survivor. That's not a well-known fact about you and your mother.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some stuff, you know, you just don't let get out all the time. I mean, but, yeah, my mom been fighting cancer. She had lupus in her hand. And so when it get cold and all this and that, her hand get paralyzed sometime, and she can't even move. And sometimes my mom had to take a whole bunch of medicine, you know, some days, and you know, just to, you know, just to, you know, be stable for the day. Or just for, you know, that hour or something like that. You know, it's kind of, you know, mind-boggling when you watch your mother been, you know, working all these years and doing what she do, you know, for the kids and being kind, you know, and her having her big heart. It kills me. Sometimes it kills me inside. And I ask myself, you know, how does my mama do it? And she fights every day. I see my mom and I see what she had went through, you know, especially me growing up as a teenager and as a young boy, my mom has been through a lot. And so I know if Courtney, you know, can do it, I know my mom can do it, and I see Courtney do it. And she's, you know, 17, 18, and she got to finish her senior year. And just not even long ago, she didn't even have any hair on her head. And, you know, look at her now and how she had fought back, it's big. That tells you a lot about life, because some people find out when they got cancer, they don't even last days, not even weeks, days. And they just give up, and that girl fought, man. And she's, you know, cancer-free now. She still takes some medicine, and I mean, she's stable, man, and she's living life, man, and she's blessed. And so when it come down to it, man, it was all a blessed day, and it was all a blessing to do this for Courtney.
You know, Trent, and Trent Richardson is our guest on the Cook's Pest Control Hotline. You know, Trent, oftentimes they say it's not medicine that heals you. It's not physical medicine that you put in your body. It's your spirit. It's your belief. It's your faith. It's those things that helps you overcome something like cancer and leukemia. And I just want to tell you from everybody out there, and people have said this to pass this on to you, that what you did for her probably helped her in her battle, even more so, or maybe as much. That's to be determined. What you did for her soul, and what you did for her belief, and what you did for her confidence. Probably went a long way in her battle against leukemia.
Well, hopefully I have, you know, helped her out or, you know, gained her more confidence. I mean, but she has helped me out a lot and, you know, with my confidence and just saying that, you know, Courtney can do it and Courtney went through whatever she went through with the cancer. I know I can fight and I know I can, you know, be on these field running 110s or be on this field, get an extra yard or make sure my little girls, you know, are properly, you know, treated. And you know, when it comes down to it, man, I was at a point in time where I didn't know I was going to be able to run again. And for me to not even play football until my junior high school due to injury and people telling me that, you know, that you weren't going to be this and this and that or you can't do this and you're not going to be nowhere in life. And you never give up on your dream. And for Courtney, never gave up. And so that tells you about, you know, what your spirit is, man. It, you know, not just saying that the medicine worked all the time or it was just the medicine. She's a humble person. She's blessed, man. She had a good spirit about it. It's all about your spirit, man. I think most things going on in life is all in your head, for real.
I absolutely agree. When I speak to you, and I've interviewed you multiple times that I have and been around you, Trent, you almost always talk about your girls. You talk about the fact you didn't want to go out of bounds for your girls. You wanted to run hard. You want to give that stiff arm for your girls. And you talk about your mom, too. You always talk about your mom, about her working three jobs. And now you mentioned that she was sick and what she's had to go through. But you talk about those members of your family is keeping you going. And I just find it interesting that you always mention them. They must mean so much to you, and they must be such an inspiration for you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Them guys, them people that mean so much to me, man. I fight for them every day just like they fight for me, and they behind me 100%. And so, and I have seen the struggles that my mom had went through and what we had went through when growing up as a child, and I don't want my little girls to be in that situation. And I'm pretty sure that everybody around the world knows, you know, exactly what I mean when they don't want their child to live the life that they had to live growing up, or, you know, when they always want somebody always to be better than you, and I always want my little girls to have the right mentor around them and to be better than me.
Visiting with Trent Richardson on the Cook's Pest Control Hotline. Trent, you know, and I know this is no surprise to you, but this is a good thing we get to report on, what you did and some of the things that you are doing. And there's many athletes that are out there like you. But what would be your message to the guys that are grabbing the headlines, athletes that are in your position that have a lot of influence, that have a lot of money, that have a lot of talent? What would be your message to them privately or even publicly about the way that they are using that money, that influence, that time in their life? Because your story is so much different than many others that are in the headlines right now.
Really, as I always say, man, stay prayed up, stay humble, and remember where you come from, man, because life can be took from you any second. Life is too short to, you know, to be wasting time and to just be, you know, not having fun. And if people want to go and waste their money on, you know, whatever they waste their money on, I mean, that's up to them. I mean, but I'm the type of guy, you know, that, you know, have, you know, went through a struggle and be like, man, hey, I can't, you know, be spending like this and this and that, because in my head, I'm always going to be a poor man. So I'm always working, you know, and no matter what my bank account looks like, I'm always going to be working as I'm a poor man. And in my head, I always got a struggle for my family, because I'm going to be working day in and day out. I'm never stop working. That's one thing that Coach Saban have taught me with the tradition around here in Alabama. He keep us busy. And he keep us working, because when you sleep, you don't eat.
Trent, just one last question for you. I know you've got to run. We appreciate the time today. But we did have a caller call in and ask, is there a certain team that you would like to go to more than any other in the upcoming NFL draft?
It really wouldn't matter to me, for real. Because when it comes down to it, just to have the opportunity to play in the NFL is big. Because, NFL don't need you. They got players, and they have somebody just as good as you. Or they can pay somebody just as less of what they're going to pay you. So just I had the opportunity and, you know, to say I play in the NFL and to be from Pensacola and came from Alabama. So that's just big for me. It don't matter wherever I go. I'm going to play. That's my mindset. I'm going to play. Not to be cocky, but I'm just confident in my game and just know what I've been through and know myself and what I'm going to do and as far as work hard, I'm going to play. So wherever it goes, I'm ready go ahead and buy into the program and, you know, get to, you know, do what I do and do what I do best, a football player. And so when it comes down to it, I just can't wait till they call my name. Hopefully, you know, most likely it's going to be on our first day, on that Thursday. So I just can't wait.
Yeah, well, you know, you can get to giving the stiff arms for your daughters. That's what you can get to. The sooner they call your name, the sooner you get acclimated with a team is the sooner you get to give a stiff arm for your daughters and for your mother and the rest of your family. I know that you adore. We appreciate you, Trent. We appreciate what you did over the weekend. We appreciate all, and I speak for all members of the media and fans and people that aren't even Alabama fans, that are just football fans, that got to read the story, hear about it, see it, and said, wow, okay, you know, my faith in humanity, my faith in athletes, my faith in people might have been, was revived when they saw that, and we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, thank you, because, you know, a lot of people just think that we jocks, and so it's funny when people, you know, really find out who, you know, how we are and who we are as football players and as humans, because it's life much more than football players. So, like I said, you can't judge a book by its cover. I know some people probably wouldn't deal with what I did, but, hey, that's just the person I am.
Well, we appreciate you. Best of luck next week, and hopefully we'll catch up with you real soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thanks, Trent.